Anglicare Australia says the upcoming federal budget should include structural reform to the capital gains tax to support housing affordability. A parliamentary inquiry last month found the Howard-era settings for the tax from the 1980s is contributing to intergenerational inequality in Australia's housing market. Economists say an option available to the federal government is cutting the discount from 50% to 33%, with potential limit of 2 negatively geared properties per person. Anglicare Australia Executive Director Casey Chambers says their latest report shows that there's growing public support for reform.
Housing affordability gets worse and worse by the year. We know that together with negative gearing, it really drives investors into housing, and it's not driving affordable housing. It's also costing the Commonwealth, therefore taxpayers, billions of dollars every year. In saving those dollars, we want to have it drive a fairer tax system, a tax system that looks at intergenerational and intragenerational fairness.